Start your day, Torah Maisha, Chof Ches, Ia, Tov, Ia, Ia, Tov Shin Pei David, Rav David Eisenberg.
So I'm all over the place, it's me, not you. Okay, Rabbi Isai, good morning, nice to see you again, so soon after the last time, and because it's so soon after the last time, we're going to go back into what we were talking about, but considering the fact that it's been 2 weeks, I just like to reset all the different things that we said, go through them again, and then we move on to the next chelik of it. Okay? So, let's remind ourselves. Number one, we said basar cholov is about tam, is about taste. When you can taste something meaty together with the milk, or you can taste milk together with the meat, there you have the problem, right? And even though you have two things that are mutter, you put the two things together and they become osur. Okay? Then we spoke about what makes a fellatio utensil. We said that if a person takes a pot and he heats up that pot and in it he has fellatio, that pot now becomes fellatio from the fact that it was a kli rishon. However, if you had hot fellatio from a kli rishon and you poured it into a kli sheni, you put it into a kli sheni and you left it there, that would officially not make the pot fleishik, the next second utensil fleishik, because kli sheni, we hold, halacha is not boileh, it's not mafli boileh. The same is true for milky. Then we said, what happens if you mix the two together? So if you mix the two together, for example, you put meat into milky pot, or you put milk into meaty pot, if the pot has been used in the last 24 hours with meat, and now you're cooking milk in it, or the pot has been used in the last 24 hours with milk, hot, on a kli rishon, and now you're putting meat in it, that would treif up your pot. And again, it's all about kli rishon, it's all about using it in the vessel that you've actually done it. However, let's say I put milk in a pot, just left it there, cold, then I took the milk out, cleaned it off cold, and then I decided to cook a chicken soup in it, that would not make the chicken soup treif, because the milk that was originally in it was cold, and therefore, that pot would not become milchik. There is one consideration I just mentioned as an aside, I don't want to get into it, which is called kovush. If that milk had been in the pot for 24 hours, then the pot would be considered milchik. Then if you cooked the flesh in it afterwards, you would have a problem. But that's a separate nekuda. Then we spoke about enem and yoyme. Enem and yoyme meant that anything, any taste which is older than 24 hours old is considered pogum, it's considered slightly pungent, it's not what it used to be, and therefore the taste that it gives off is not something that will give tam. Remember we said the whole thing about basar cholov is taste of basar and taste of cholov, and therefore this doesn't necessarily give tam because the tam that it gives is not good, and therefore Eina ben Yoyma will be different. So let's say, strictly la halacha speaking, we're not talking about now what the ma'isa. Strictly halacha speaking, you had a pot that you cooked milk in a few days ago, let's say on Sunday. And today you put chicken soup in that pot, and you cook the chicken soup in that pot. The chicken soup itself, kosher. Why? Because the milky taste that was inside the pot has already become pogum, because it's now Wednesday. And therefore the chicken soup has only received taste from milk, which is pogum. That is no good. That is fine, I'm sorry. The pot itself is now officially fleishik. Because we said that the taste, the milky taste that was inside it is already not a proper milky taste. And therefore the meat taste, the chicken soup taste that now goes into the pot is also the only good taste you have there. The other taste is not really considered taste. Milky that has gone off is not considered taste either. And therefore the pot becomes fleishik now and not milchik. However, we did mention that we're machmir not to use a pot like that, and the reason for that being is because that will make such balagan in the kitchen, will make it so difficult to be able to do that, so that even though the halacha, the pot now is meaty, so we need to kasher it. In addition, we then added into it that if you cooked another dish that was meaty in that pot within 24 hours after cooking the first meat dish in it, that dish will be kosher. If you cooked a milky dish in it after within 24 hours after cooking the meat in it, that will be treif. Okay? That's just an understanding over here. Then we mentioned, I'm sorry, yes please? We don't make a, it's an interesting question he asked, but we don't really make a chibin b'sar, even though b'sar oif and cholov is only drabonon, was b'sar behema and cholov is dereisa. Nevertheless, there's a difference over here. Nevertheless, we don't seem to make any chilukim. Now, we spoke about something that's called napanat. Okay? And that was the following. Let's say now, rather than cooking meat in the pot, I'm cooking something parif in the pot. So I had a milchig pot that I've heated up milk in. I took it, I washed it out, and now, that's easier, let's do it the other way around. Yeah, okay, fine, we'll do it this way. You have a milchig pot. So today, 9 o'clock in the morning, I wanted to make myself a hot chocolate, but the proper way, not just putting in water. I put milk on the flame, and I stirred it until it boiled up, and I put it into my hot chocolate powder, and that's it, now I have hot chocolate. I clean out the pot, now it's spanking clean, and what you do is you put in pasta now. And now you've cooked pasta, or rice. You finish cooking the pasta, and one of your kids says, I don't really fancy milky pasta. I'd like to have meaty pasta. We have some minced meat left in the fridge. We have some meatballs left in the fridge. Can I now put the meatballs into that pasta? So here we had the discussion of what was called nat bar nat, which is called noisentam bar or ben noisentam. That means you have a pot that had milk in it, okay? 9 o'clock in the morning, you made your hot chocolate, you had this pot that had milk in it. The pot receives taste from the milk. Pardon?
Hot milk.
Well, it's on the fire. It's not only hot milk, it has to be on the fire. Because otherwise, if you put hot milk into a pot, that would not make the pot milky, because that pot, it would be a cliche, so again, it won't. It has to be literally, I boiled the milk in that pot. You have a pot, and you boil the milk in that pot this morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, okay? That now is your milky pot. The pot has noisin tam as tam of the milk. And therefore, if I were to put the meat into the pot now and cook it there, there'd be tam from the milk going into the meat, and that will make a treif. However, let's say I put pasta into the pot now. So the taste that comes out of the pot is actually going into parif, really, for all intents and purposes. It's not milky, it's not meaty, it's just parif, it's pasta, it's water. So there we already say, that's called noisin tam, it gave tam, bar noisin tam, and it gives tam back out. And we call it nat bar nat, important word, dehetera. It's not only noisin tam, noisin tam, it's noisin tam of heter, that I've put it in there, and the milk has not done any damage, the milk taste has not done any damage there. And now the question is, can I or can I not use this pasta with meaty food? The Shulchan Aruch, we said, holds, you're allowed to. So if you decide now to change your mind and you want to put meatballs on top of that pasta instead of putting cheese on it, you're 100% allowed to do it. Obviously not inside the pot, that would be a bad idea. But if you take it out and put it on you put it on something plastic, whatever, you have it, and then you go and you put the meatballs on it, no problem whatsoever. That's what Shulchan Aruch holds. Ramah holds, you can only do a bidyevet. Meaning to say that if my kids say to me, can I use this pasta now to eat it with meatballs? The answer is no. However, let's say my kids didn't ask the question. They saw pasta lying around. They didn't realize what it was. They put some on a plastic plate, threw some meatballs on it, and now they're eating it, and you walk in, what are you doing? So what do you mean? I'm eating pasta with meatballs. So yeah, but that pasta was cooked in a milky pot. Oh, now what? So halacha there in that instance, even according to Ramah, is mutter. Why? Because we hold not by not the hetera, b'di'evet is mutter. Okay? That's called b'di'evet. Okay, that's all that we said until now in the last year. And now I want to move into a discussion. Now we're going to start on the discussion. Maybe we'll get to dishwashers today. Not necessarily, but now here's where it starts to get a little bit more complicated. Okay, now that we've put out all of these things. Yeah? No, even the pasta is hot, it won't be a problem. Doesn't really matter at all. Even if you have hot pasta afterwards, you put the meatballs on, no problem. Because not by not to tear, the taste that's in it right now is a het to dikke taste, and you're mixing the meatballs on, and afterwards, there's no problem whatsoever. And you can even cook, not only that, I'll go one step further. You can even re-cook it in another pot together with the meatballs, it'll still be okay. Because whatever taste is inside over there, it's for the evidence, okay.
I was in a fleshy pot.
Yeah, in a fleshy pot, yeah. Milking pot, you'd ruin it. But if you put it in a fleshy pot, yeah, you can even re-cook it. Okay. If the pot's more than 24 hours, so there already you have, even the Ramah would be more maker, because now you have not by not, which is already a weak taste, and not only that, it's not by not of Einar ben Yoimai. So there already, even the Ramah says, if it's Einar ben Yoimai and not by not, so the taste that you put in it is weak and pungent, forget it, then even he would hold the chatchil, you can put it in. However, everybody seems to agree, and this is why when we learned Yoredeh, this is what we came out with, that I cannot decide to do this lechatchila. Meaning to say, Can I say, I only have two pots. One fleshik and one milchik. In one, I'm making meatballs, that's my fleshik pot. But I need to make pasta also, so I'm going to make my pasta. Okay, you know what? Big deal. It's Einu Ben Yoimai, Napanat Yatera. Let's make pasta in the meat, in the milky pot, Lechat Chila, to mix it with the meatballs. That already is wrong. Okay, even though it's Einu Ben Yoimai. Mashenkin, but once you have done it already, the Ramo will say, mix it with meatballs, no problem, go ahead and do what you want to. Yerchla Anom Yisbo. Yeah. Now, we move on to the next question, and that's going back. First, we have to understand what they used to do in the olden days, and then once we understand what they used to do in the olden days, we move on to the next chalik, which is what is the dishwasher, and trying to put it all together. In the olden days, they didn't have running water. We all know that, right? So if you wanted to go ahead and you wanted to wash dishes, what would you do? So they would take a very large pot. I think a lot of people used to do that even in the olden days. It was something, you didn't want to waste water, and it was expensive, and it was hard to heat the water, and whatever. So what you used to do is you used to have a washing up bowl, right? So what we did was different. So we would take a bowl, you turn on the tap, you'd let hot water come out of the tap into the bowl, and then you'd start washing the dishes, right? That, lehalocha, is a klisheni. So since that's already a cliche, that makes things a lot easier. But now I'm going to talk about what they used to do then, because they didn't have hot water on tap. So what they would have done is, you had a very large pot, you used to put the pot onto the fire, boil up the pot with the hot water, and then use that hot water to clean your dishes. And here is the question. You only own one very big pot. You don't own two. You have one very big fleshik or one very big milchik pot, and that's the pot that you use for whatever else it is. Okay, so let's give the example. We have this in our shul. We have one big fleshik pot in our shul. We bought one. We make chicken soup for the shul in the winter, and everybody has chicken soup on Friday night. So let's say now I've taken this big bowl. I got a 75-liter bowl. It's mamish massive. Massive. You make chicken soup for 150, 200 people. They just can go through it without a problem. Okay, so you have this massive bowl, you filled it up with water, and now you want to start putting in your dishes. But the big pot is fleshik, and you have a whole bunch of milky dishes to clean. What's the halacha? Now I want to clean those milky dishes in the pot. So you might say, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch holds, wait a second, we have over here a case of not by not. Why? Because if I put my milky dishes into the water over here, what did I have? I had a meaty pot. The pot was meaty. Why? Because the pot was heated up on a kli rishon with meat in it. And then within 24 hours, I am now trying to wash my dishes in this big pot. So I took my milky dish and I put it into the water. What's the status of that water right now as I put my milky pot, my milky dish inside it? Why fleshik?
Because it's within 24 hours.
But what's the halach of that water? Let's go back to what we said about the pasta. It's not by not. The water is only fleshik, not by not. It's not properly fleshik, right? Because the pot became fleshik through the chicken soup. Then the water becomes not by not water, and it's only water at the moment. Because the chicken soup is, now, the taste is put back into the water. So that's water, that's not by not. If I now go ahead, and I put something milky in there, what would the halacha be? It's not by not. It's no problem. Pardon? You're going to come to Batal B'Shishim soon also. So Batal B'Shishim will help you even if there's no not by not. That Batal B'Shishim, we're going to come to that in a minute. So let's go through it one thing at a time. But that's the first thing that the Shulchan Aruch says. If you have the water inside this pot, is a simple case of not by not to hetera, and therefore that water is okay. Where the problem starts to happen is that my milky dish is not 100% spanking clean. Yeah? And therefore you have not only water that's not banat over here, but what else do you have? What we like to call, not blius, mamoshus. That's very important. It's not blius. You have what's called mamoshus. Because many times, by the way, a plate, in 95% of the time, a plate is not a kli rishon. Why? Because what I've done is I've cooked whatever food it is in whatever utensil. I put something in the oven, I put it on the hob, whatever it is. I took it off and I put it on my plate. What is my plate by definition? Klisheni. And sometimes, by the way, there's a whole shaila about this in the Taz earlier on in Yeridea. The Taz says, what happens if I used a utensil to move it from one place to another? Is my utensil now a klisheni? Am I part even a klishlishi? So for example, you have soup on Shabbos. You have your pot of soup. You have a ladle that you're using to ladle out the soup. And you put it from the ladle into your bowl. Okay? So now you have soup in a bowl. What is the designation of the soup in that bowl? Certainly not klishlishi, you didn't heat it there. Klishlishi. So you're saying klishlishi, but I could say klishlishi. Right? Because the ladle was a keli sheni, and the soup is a keli shlishi. And I'll make a massive nafkamina for those people that put things into their soup, that once it's in the pot, once it's in the bowl, if it's a keli sheni, you'll have definitely problems. If it's a keli shlishi, at least according to some, you won't have any issues. Because what have I done? I've put things into a soup that's in a keli shlishi. No bishul in keli shlishi. Right? We all know that's the song, right?
Huh? Soup,
yes. Okay, so that's the question. That's the question that the Taz discusses. Some will say that if the soup ladle gets hot, so let's say you have a metal ladle. So the metal ladle that's been sitting inside the pot of soup, and the pot of soup is very hot, and it heats up the ladle also becomes like a klirushin. But if you have a silicone one, and the silicone one stays cold, so now you have a keli sheni, i.e. the silicone ladle, and then you put it from that into your bowl, that's a keli shlishi, and in that, you'd be allowed to already put whatever you want into your soup. You don't have to worry that there's going to be happening any bishul in your keli, because there's no bishul. Right? So for example, if you put matzah or bread in it, you will say, well, there's yesh bishul achafir. So you say, even though it's fully cooked, there might be bishul now over here. That might be a problem. If some people don't want to put in soup mandel or lakshon, whatever else it is, all these things do not become a problem because you have a soup bowl, which is a keli shlishi. Okay? But here we're talking about, so until now we spoke about you have a clean pot with a clean plate, and the plate is a keli sheni, so anyway, the plate's not such a problem, so you put the plate in, you should be okay. However, in most instances, you won't only have blias on the plate. Blias is when you don't have real food in the plate, only taste that has been swallowed up. In this instance, you don't only have swallowed up taste, you actually have what we call mamoshus. Mamoshus means that there is actual, real dirt on the plate. There's fleshiks on the plate, or milchiks on the plate. So you have a big fleshik pot, you had lasagna, you still have leftover cheese and fat and everything else, and you're sticking that plate, whatever else it is, straight into hot water. So now what?
Is the hot water still on the ish?
The hot water, even if it's not on the ish, it's be a klirishin shein on the ish, it's still, as long as it's yatsa lettuce, but you have a problem. Now it's called a klirishin. It has it. So first things first. Says the Shulchan Aruch, number one, if you have ka'arish or basa, so he says the other way around. You have plates which are meaty, which you washed in a milky pot. Bechamin and hot water shayatz lezbehen. So that's the next thing you have to figure out. How hot is the water? Have you mentioned over here before? Is the water still hot? Yatz lezbehen or not? In Derech Agav, when we come to discussing washing dishes, this becomes a very, very big kula that you have within washing dishes. Because most people, when you wash dishes, if you wash dishes by hand, what are they going to be using? Their hands, right? And by definition, how are you supposed to wash dishes by hand when the water is yatzer lettuce boy that you can't wash them by hand? You keep on dropping your dishes. So what's the water going to be? So many, I remember when I was learning this, one of the questions that you asked, somebody says, oh, I washed a fleshik dish in a milchik sink. So you ask them, was the water hot? I said, I don't know, it seemed hot. Were you wearing gloves? No. Okay, so then wasn't yatzer lettuce boy? Yeah? We can even discuss what comes soon to the question of if it's a klirish and a klisheni anyway, coming out of the spout of the tap. Okay, we'll have to discuss that also. But he says, number one, that the water has to be hot, and it has to be yatzer lettuce boy. If they are both clean, even if they're both ben yoymoy, it's okay, says the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because not by not the hetera. I have each one of them, I have tam inside my pot that goes into the water, that's heter. I have tam inside my plate that goes into the water, that's heter. Both of them are already tam sheni in the water. That's not a problem. Both of them, not banat de tera, no issue whatsoever. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to be certain that there's no residue food on your plate. Once you have residue food on your plate, what I've now done is I've sunken in milchic grease and leftover cheese into a hot plate, into a hot pot of fleishiks. Okay, so now what? So first things first, we come back to what Mr. Harris said over here about shishim. Now you said about shishim, yeah? So if I have shishim in the water, connected the milk, what will the halacha be? Mutter. Okay? Because what are you worried about? You're worried about the taste from the pot that goes into the milky dish. There's no issue over there. It's not by not. So what are you worried about? The milky mamoshes, the leftover cheese and grease and grime that's left over on this plate that's going to go into the pot. It's bottle b'shishim in the water that's there. And therefore, once there's 60 times as much water as there is grime, you're okay. Yes, please. Okay, very good. So he asked a very good question. So should I go ahead and should I wash it specifically in there like that? No. But if I did wash it, then the halacha will be, once I've done it already, it's like b'di evit. So if somebody comes to me and says, I have a big fleishik pot, and it's going to have a lot of water in, and whatever milk it's going to put in there, it's going to be bottled anyway. So let me wash my milk dishes, my big fleishik pot. So then you'll say exactly like you said. You can't just do that. But if I've already done it, I come to the roof and someone said, nah, roof, somebody said to me it's a problem, what I will say to him is, listen, you had shishim in the water, can I get the grime? That's okay. Derech Agav, by the way, it's not so difficult to have shishim can I get the grime if your plate isn't very dirty. So if you were to imagine a big pot, let's say even if it had only 10 or 20 liters of water inside, not talking about 75 liters, massive, 10 or 20 liters, how much dirt and rubbish will you have on a plate? Let's say 10 grams. Let's even say 20 grams. Yeah? What's shishim at 20 grams? 1.2 kilos. Yeah? It's not so much. 1.2 kilos is really only 1.2 liters. A liter of water and a kilo is the same thing. Right? So you're really not looking at so much to need shishim. Sometimes people go, 60 times as much? How can I have 60 times as much? If it's only 10 grams, it's only 600 grams to make it 60 times as much. It's not really a huge amount. Okay? So therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's not hot, you have no issue. If they're clean, you have no issue. If one of them is dirty and you don't have and you have shishim, also no issue. What comes out? The problem is, let's say, but I threw in not one or two plates, but I threw in 50 plates. And now already I don't really have shishim. I have this massive pot, which is fleishiks. I put in my milky dishes in over there, they're all dirty, they all have residue and leftover lasagna and pizza and pasta with cheese and all sorts of things. And that's now coming out into the pot. What's the halacha then? So there, the halacha is, then we have to see. If, this is where the problem will start to come. If you have so much milchiks in there, that there won't be shishim, the water will become milchiks. Not noisein tam milchiks, by the way, but properly milchiks. Because it's not water that received taste from a pot that happened to have had bleus in it. There's actually mamoshes in this water. This water is full of cheese and leftover grime and grease from the cheese. And it's now inside a fleishiger pot. What's now going to happen to my fleishiger pot? It's going to become treif. Okay? Now that my fleishiger pot is treif, what else is it going to do? It's going to treif up the water. And if it treifs up the water, now my milchiger food is sitting in treif of water. What's going to happen to the food? What's going to happen? The plate? Also treif, right? And that's how it's explained over here by the Shach. The Shach says, if you don't have shishim in the water, he goes through this whole thing. He says that you'll have a problem over here, that everything will start to mix around, and you'll have an issue. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have clean plates, it's not banat, it's mutter. If you have dirty plates, it depends if you have shishim. If you don't have shishim, can I get one of them, you'll start trafing up the whole thing. Yo. Yeah. Okay, so yes, that would be the answer. So that's the next thing. The Ramah speaks about if it's Eina Ben Yoimai. If the pot's parev, or for the same price, Eina Ben Yoimai, even if it was flashy, but you didn't use it in the last 24 hours, so now I have a pot that's batsam parev. So what I have is, I have milchiks in the water, and a parev de pot. If I have a milchiks in the water, parev de pot, then everything will be mutter. Milchiks will be mutter. Why? Because there's only Einar ben Yoimai or Parvah stuff that comes into the milchiks. So I ignore that. The paw will be mutter because it's really not fleishiks at the moment, so it's not really becoming tref. Okay? But there'll be a difference. If it was a Parvah pot, so tak will become milchik. Because now it's a kli rishon that's cooking water, that's become milchik water because there's less than shishim in the water connecting the milchiks. So it's become milchik water. So you have a kli rishon pot with milchik's water inside, the pot becomes milchiks. If the pot was fleishig originally and now has not been yoimai, you've now trafed up your pot. But it's not traf in a way that'll make something else traf, because whatever's inside the old fleishig atam is not been yoimai. So because the old fleishig atam has not been yoimai, that did not become traf. And therefore it can't go back and traf anything else up. However, as we said before, you will have to kasher it, because if you had a pot that was fleishig, and then after 24 hours you make it milchig, and then 24 hours later you make it fleishig again, and milchig again, and fleishig again, it's not a good way of running a kitchen. What's going to end up happening is, invariably, you're going to start making mistakes, and it's going to become a real balagan. Yeah, did you understand? No, you look like you're about to... Pardon?
Once the fleishig
comes
plate.
So it depends what the plate's made of. Okay? It always depends on what the plate's made of. If the plate is made up of, and that's where this glaze we have, earthenware. Earthenware is cheres. Cheres, we say, is not maflitam. That's why when you have plates, nobody has plates that they use for the regular year round, and then kasher and use them on Pesach. Even you might have cutlery that you'll do that with, but nobody does it with plates. Why? Because kli cheres is very hard to get the blias out. The only way to get blias out is really to cook it up, to really put it back into kivshon and to start it again. And you're worried that if I'm going to do that, the whole plate is going to break and going to crack in half. And therefore, you're not willing to do that. So the halacha says that kli cheres, once kli cheres becomes treif, it's, you know, it's basically in the bin. So if you have a plate that became treif, you'll have a problem. But if you had forks or knives that had left over shamnunis on it, those already you could kasher. So you take them out, you clean them off, clean them very, very well, you heat up a pot, you put them in, you kasher them in the pot, shamai so, and then... Pardon?
Glazed china.
So that's again, that's earthenware with a glazed little... So we're machma on it. Those I'd say, like the glass is not boilea, and the glass is not boilea, and that's sort of stopping all the blias coming through to the cheres. So we are machma. People will throw out glazed china, in general. Okay? That's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. Yeah. So, if you're putting in the 50 dishes one at a time, it will really matter. It will really make a difference as follows. You need to know, when you put in dish number 46 or 48, how much mamoshes is there in there. That means, the first 20, 30 dishes for sure will be okay. But once you start getting to dish number 50, the grime and grease and leftover cheese and whatever else is left inside this pot is starting to add up. At one point or another, you'll go past the 60, this 1 to 60 saturation point, and that's when the water starts becoming treif. So it's just a question of when did that happen. So if you can say, I know it happened at plate number 30, the first 30 plates are going to be okay. The next 20 plates are not going to be okay. I don't know if you'll be able to measure it, but if you could measure it, then that's what halacha would be. Until shishim you're okay, and then past shishim you're not okay. What's a bottle to it? Just as part of, it can only become bottle. There's a rule that's called chayzvan air. So that's what's not for now. But in addition to the rule chayzvan air, mamoshes doesn't come bottle. Okay? If you have leftover fat and cheese inside the water, you can't say it's bottled to the water. It's there. There's cheese there. And I'm putting more and more and more and more cheese in. If I put in one thing of cheese and another thing of cheese and another thing, at one point or another, I'll say, you can't say, oh, I put in a little bit of cheese, that was bottled. I put in a little bit more cheese, that was bottled. Yeah, but now by the time I've added it all together, it's 1 in 30. He says, yeah, but each one that I put in was bottled beforehand. I say, no, because now there's 1 in 30's worth of taste of milk inside this water, so the water is going to be considered milky. Okay, that's it for the Shulchan Aruch. We've not even gotten to the Ramah yet. I said, well, I don't think we didn't think we would get to the dishwasher. I'm sorry. Still not gotten to the dishwasher. Mitzvah Shem will get to part three. That's what Shulchan Aruch holds. We'll have to see the Ramah. The Ramah has a very interesting opinion, very different to that. Rabbi Mankov, Mr. Mankov, you saying Kaddish, yeah? Okay. So, Shkaf, thank you very much for today. Rabbi Hanan, Menachash, Rehmetz, Gosh, Boruch, Zach, Yisrael, Lefiro, Chirbo, Lentay, Mitzvah, Shenema, Adinoi, Chofet, Zeman, Sitkoi, Agdil, Teiro, Vya, Adir.
Thank you, thank you. Part three.
Huh? Amen, yes, me rabo brav. Elam omer mayo. Lechu. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pleasure. It's about three. Of course, we're not finished yet.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Everything is good. Everything is as you are. Except for all the pots. Everything will wash up. Suddenly, you realise you put everything away. The cutlery has gone in the milking corner. Does he bring the whole?
No, no, no. In general, if that's what happened, usually we can, you can just ignore the show. Ramon says you can just ignore the whole thing. There's enough reasons to say that there's no problem.
You and I can explain.
Yes.
Washing up.
Yes.
You find the milking spoon.
Yes.
What's the milking spoon? It's certainly not the spoon.
Right.
He's still crushing the spoon.
Surrounding the Mishkan, that Shevet Levi is not part of the four Tevilim, it's by itself around the Mishkan. So that's the Pasuk note that we saw yesterday. They have their own job also to take down the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan when they get to a place where they will be camping. So the Pasuk note Aleph says, "Mitzoya haMishkan yirido isay alim." When the Mishkan, when they travel, they take down the Mishkan. That's the